she is.
There she is.
Crikey. And
crikey almighty. It's day two of my sleep training.
How's that going?
It's actually going all right, to be honest with you. It's weird to pay someone a lot of money to come to your house to tell you how to be with your child, to tell you, your husband, and your child off. It's very, very, it's a very strange phenomenon.
J'imagine. And I hear she has one of those cars with her advertising strewn across the sides.
Yeah, so she
sort
called
of naming and shaming, really.
Naming and shaming. So what she did, she turned up yesterday with this Cadillac. It's purple, green, and white. And it says Sleep Fairy in some funky font across the front. And I thought, hilarious, I've got to take a pic. The wife will love this. But she said to me, do you mind if I park outside? And I said, of course not. Why not? She said, I don't mind the whole block to know. And she said she has been asked on more than sort of every other person doesn't want her to park outside. And she also said, listen, I know, but she said that a lot of wives, a lot of women, I hate to say it, a lot of women get her open in the daytime when their husbands are at work. So that
Who
they don't
are
have to
these
find
people?
Out.
Who
I know,
are these people?
But it's really sad, isn't it? The fact that they have to do it alone, the fact they feel like, you know, like failures. If they can't sleep train their own child.
No, you see, I'd be blaming it all on my willing partner. I'd say, see, we have to get the sleep fairy in now. I told you.
Yeah, me too.
I knew this would happen if we followed your way.
Yeah.
No, always blame it on the other.
Much the best.
And I'm feeling a sort of wealth of emotion. I've had, by accident, a cup of caffeine, the first for maybe 8 months.
Really, 8 months?
And it's horrible. It's a horrible feeling. It reminds me when I used to be on the old nose bag. Yeah. You have to be careful what you call it, because then I can deny. Well, nose bag is literally a bag of sugar for horses, isn't it? Anyway, so my heart's racing like the clappers. My palms are sweaty. I'm all jittery. I've got a dry throat and my knees are wobbly. It's a horrible feeling.
Well, you look zen as a Buddha.
Oh, shush.
Are you crying inside?
No, my wind partner was going, what have you done? What are you doing? What's happened? And I said, because she says, you're running around, you're hysterical. And I said, I know, I had a cup of coffee. Isn't it so sad that it's
it
come
is,
to that?
Actually. It is. Gosh. So what do you normally take? A decaf?
I take a decaf flat white with
oat
some
milk.
Dairy-free. Yeah, either oat, although oat's not gluten-free unless you get specific brands. The almond, the coconut. I certainly do not go for my old school flat white favourites.
I go
straight
full fat.
Up.
Full fat all the time. Full fat. Nothing wrong with full fat. I love it.
Doesn't touch the sides with you.
What?
No, but
caffeine?
When you omit something, when you remove something from the system, it's quite incredible what then happens when you reintroduce it. Like, I had gluten the other day and I had itchy knees for 2 days.
You're ridiculous. This is the thing. You are absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you.
Itchy knees.
You are welcome.
Okay.
You are welcome.
Thank you. Shelley and I have got a guest on today, haven't we, Shelley?
I'm excited.
Now, just a bit of backstory. At the beginning of lockdown, sort of sometime in March, my son was meant to start nursery, but actually, sadly, due to everything being shut, he wasn't allowed. But what they very kindly did, bearing in mind that he hadn't started yet, they sent through a sort of starter pack with various things to do to entertain your child during lockdown, one of which was a link to Mini Music Makers. Now, I have subsequently shared this link with many, many people. It's she, they. They're a fantastic musical trio, husband,
well,
wife, and
they're
child.
They're a husband and wife, yeah.
Yeah, and child.
And child, yes,
yeah.
Persephone.
And they lead an educational yet fun-packed class for 0 to 5-year-olds. They're on every day live at 10 a.m. on Facebook, and you can also catch them on YouTube or catch up whenever. And they are phenomenal. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, they really are, aren't they, Shirley? I shared them with Shirley early on.
You did. Saving the sanity of the nation. Or at least those with children under 5.
Absolutely. But they do every day a different theme, different costume, different props. And so we have the co-founder on to join us today.
We have the mamoose.
We have the mamoose, indeed. She is here to join us. So without further ado, please give it up for, should we dial her in, Shirley?
Let's dial her in.
Here she is, one half of the fabulous Mini Music Maker Magic. Please give it up for Lucia. Hello! Hi! Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi. Welcome. So good to have you
Thank
on.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be on.
Wow, you must be absolutely knackered.
Yeah, I mean, I really, I'm very, very tired. I tried to put my newborn in the dishwasher yesterday. I was like, oh, Christ, wow. That's a new low. Yeah, literally jogging up and down, looking at empty cups. And in my brain, that meant put the baby in the dishwasher, but bad idea.
Is it more knackering second time round? Because you've got two, haven't you? You've got your eldest daughter. Yeah. How old is Persephone now?
Persephone, she's just turned 3.
Happy wow. birthday, Persephone. And so we all know what it was like for the first time, because we've got one apiece, Shelley and I. Yeah. But the second one, what's that like?
Oh, I mean, it's such a cliche and it's what everyone said to me, but it's different, but in most ways easier, I'd say. You know what's coming. You're kind of used to the sleep deprivation. I can't say it at all.
Say it again.
Can't say it. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation. I can't say it.
Sleep deprivation.
I'm going to go around in a circle. There we go. But I don't know. Nothing's as shocking as it is the first time. So it's easier. It's definitely easier.
Good for you. And listen, you're looking really wonderful on it. No joke.
Oh,
it's not
thank
no,
you.
Fantastic. I always think that when I do tune in, I think, gosh, she looks good.
Oh, do you have a secret? Do you have a secret tip to looking so good 10 a.m. every morning?
Mascara? That's about it, really.
Just loads and loads of
like
slap.
A sort of.
Well, you're going to have to get some sponsorship on those brands, because you're really doing well. For those listeners out there, can you give us a little bit of background about Mini Music Makers, for those of you who don't know?
Of course. So I run Mini Music Makers, which is preschool music classes, for 8 years before good old coronavirus kicked in. And then my husband, Matt, who is a classical singer, an opera singer, our work started drying up very scarily. Mm. Well, I imagine yours did too.
Yep.
In sort of February, March. So day one of lockdown, we'd lost sort of everything, or the jobs lined up. So I was like, well, let's put them online. we run music classes every single weekday on Facebook. He was quite a grumpy, just guitar player to begin with. And the first one sitting there like, oh, I can't believe I got roped into this. And then got really into it. And it's been amazing. So now we sort of developed all these special guests that Matt does. He comes on as Manuel the Lizard from España. He's a famous Spanish lizard. Or Professor Brontus McStegopants, who's the world's leading expert in dinosaur dance moves. And we have all these ridiculous costumes, and we've written loads more songs together, and just that's it, really. It's just really fun, and it's just providing music for families wherever every weekday.
I mean, it's inspired, really.
And how many instruments do you play between you?
Well, it depends if you count things like the didgeridoo and the pipe dreams and all these sort of. Oh, okay. Well, if I would say well over 10.
Okay.
Then. maybe 106.
And where did you two meet? Because you've got a lot of things in common, you know, for the average viewer. We've sort of made our assumptions of where you might have met, but do tell us.
We think you met on the Royal Opera House stage.
Well, not quite. We met at a music course in, what is it? It's called Dartington. It's this beautiful, very romantic setting. And he was a tutor on it, and I was a steward, which meant you wore a silly straw hat and you rang a bell when it was time for the concert.
Oh, wow.
It was very romantic.
Role play.
And he is kind of, I was a bit of a groupie for this group that he sang for. Saw him singing and, cliche again, but like, love at first sight, I'd say. I fell in love with his voice before I even met him, and then I met him and I'm like, gonna marry this guy.
And what
doesn't
kind,
know
that's
yet.
Amazing. What kind of band? Rock band? Stop rock jazz?
No, nothing that cool. It's like early music. Like Bach, Handel.
Oh, that's lovely. That's classic. Cool. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
to get that down is fantastic.
That's so lovely, because you could, you know, when I tune in, you know, my son's listening to your tunes, as am I. I'm tuning into your dynamic, which is very entertaining. It's great. You know, always, I always try to work out who's had less sleep. You know, you think Matt has because he reaches for his cup of coffee, but you go, no.
He really, yeah, he's very reliant on his coffee.
Yeah, and I go, why isn't Lucia having a cup of coffee? Maybe she has hers before, or maybe she waits till after. Then I think, oh gosh, she's such head girl material. Look at that one. Were you a head girl?
No, I'm still devastated. I was never made music prefect.
Yeah, so are we.
Well, egg on their face. Laughs on them.
But it's amazing. So it's basically taken off since lockdown, right?
Yeah. I mean, the online stuff has, but yeah. I'd been doing it for nearly nine years before.
Okay.
In London, and I'd started it in Brighton, and I'd got a few friends were doing franchises. So it was a successful business beforehand, but obviously not reaching the numbers that it's reaching now.
Now it's a triumph. And I noticed that people tune in from all over the world. I love you. Someone's going, oh, someone from South Africa, oh, Malaysia. I mean, literally, they come in from anywhere, don't they? International.
Yeah.
So how do they find out about it? Is it just through Facebook?
I honestly don't know. I think a lot of it is word of mouth. Yeah, a lot of it's word of mouth. And then it just travels.
We're so impressed.
We are, and it's been such a joy because you fell. I mean, I can't do the quick maths, but you have your youngest is 7 weeks old, you say, and basically you were pregnant all through lockdown, and we saw you grow and bloom, and that was lovely. And was it 2 days you took off before you were back on the airwaves?
Technically, yeah. So we did a class on Thursday, then that finished. I was like, cool, let's go into labour. Went into labour Thursday afternoon.
Stop it.
Had the baby Friday night. Then I think Monday we're like, oh, we could do a class. No, come on, that's ridiculous. But Tuesday morning we're like rearing to go. So yeah, then we did a live on the Tuesday.
Yeah, that is incredible.
That's a smooth birth, isn't it? I mean,
not gonna lie, my birth was, I'm one of those absolute wankers who had gorgeous births.
I love, I feel that, okay, though. Well, that done, own it. On both of them, did you have smooth birth?
No. The first one was utterly horrific. So, you know, win some,
exactly,
lose some.
And was it home birth, the second one?
Well, very nearly, very nearly. I decided I was in labour for 24 hours, beautiful hypnobirth, just lying there, breathing through it, visualising, and my water's broken. I said to Matt, I think actually I want a home birth. And I didn't realise that my surges, as you're saying, hypnobirthing, were coming every couple of minutes, but I wasn't aware of this. And he's like, I think we need to, he's about the, the baby is about to come. I think we should just get to hospital. I'm like, no, it's fine. Just going to have it here. But he was like, no, you're getting in the car. Jumped in the car, off we went. And then a few pushes and he arrived as soon as we got into hospital, which is great.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah. Oh, and so nice after the horrific one, because we get scared, don't you? When you've had a really dodgy first one, you just think, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But
I know, I was completely, in a pretty bad place until about 7 months in, and we went for a barbecue post, you know, in that sort of lovely hiatus between the lockdowns with some neighbours, and they had some friends around who I'd never met before. But suddenly the conversation had turned to birth, and I sort of kept saying, oh, I'm not really comfortable with this. I'm doing the whole blocking it out, it's going to happen and then I'll deal with it afterwards. And everyone just kept talking about it, and out of nowhere I started howling like this wounded animal. It was quite extraordinary. I was, even as it was happening, I was like flying the wall thinking, this is really amusing. This could be like absolutely taken from some kind of sitcom. And I was just howling and howling, and everyone went silent. I was like, just watching this kind of beast. And so Matt led me away and we went home and sat down in the darkened room, and I was like, I don't think I'm okay about the birth. No, I don't think you are, he said. So
do you think that was PTSD?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I used to see this energy drink that I had during my first birth in a supermarket and immediately break down crying and not being able to breathe. It was bad. It feels so amazing to come from that. So my neighbour, who is an amazing hypnobirthing teacher, convinced me to do the course with her. I was a bit reticent because I thought it was a load of bollocks, to be honest. But we, yeah, we gave it a go. And from the first session, was completely won over, completely hooked. And I mean, it was all down to my friend, the teacher. But from then onwards, just doing lots of visualization and affirmations and meditation. And I worked really hard at it.
Opening up.
Yeah, yeah. And
just breathing exactly. The baby out.
And I genuinely... did.
Oh, if it was so simple.
Well, no, but it was for me.
But well done. Yeah. Well done.
And I feel okay saying that because it wasn't the first time.
They do say actually that hypnobirthing, so what tends to happen a lot is that people have a really tough time with the first one. I did as well, by the way, with hypnobirthing.
Really?
And then with the second one, they take on hypnobirthing and it's so much better. But also, your body knows what it's... I've been told, because I'm full of the fear as well, and I've been told by doctors, they said, it will be better because your body knows what it's doing. But you're just like, I can't go back to that. It was just the worst. But I think if I went to get, even though I laugh at hypnobirthing because I did it and it was such an awful time and it was hugely expensive, I would do it again. Just because it's anything like that sort of, you know, meditation, breathing, calming yourself down can only be a good thing.
You said if you go again, you'll take the sunroof off.
Yes, I did actually.
Exactly. Let's just really correct you in that. We want to know, so Shirley and myself do sketch comedy and we have a fair amount of props, wigs, costumes, set, but not a patch on what you've got. Where A, do you get it from, and B, do you store it?
Oh my gosh. We get it, where we get it from, anywhere really. We have quite eccentric families.
Okay,
so
great. So
Matt's mum had like a hoard of costumes. She actually made us quite a few as well.
Wow.
My parents had a good dressing up sort of box of stuff because I did the classes before for 8 years, so I had all the puppets and that kind of thing. And from lockdown we just started making loads of stuff as well. You can go anywhere at the weekend, so we just made scenery and props.
But it's the scenery that's so impressive. I mean, and the props obviously, but it's just, you know, it's just vast, huge sort of, you know, hulks of paper. And you know,
I know we've got our eye on your sceneries. We really have.
I'm going to wobble late at night. She'll be so knackered. What we'll do is we'll break in. It's amazing. And I guess, you know, you must have to, how does it work in terms of your themes?
We're scraping the barrel a bit at the moment.
You can start from the beginning now. Go back to the beginning.
Yeah, we repeated a few or like slightly changed them. We just spend the weekends painting scenery, and then Matt's the stage manager, so he rigs it all up, which is quite a feat, to be fair. It's all like attached to light bulbs and paintings and guitar holders using fishing net and things like that. But you asked about storage. I mean, the answer is we don't. Our house is just a tip full of huge cutouts of zebras and lions and blow-up dinosaurs.
Kids, I know, it's so lovely.
Yeah.
And Persephone is an absolute dream. I mean, where did she train?
Oh, I mean, she's just has two eccentric musicians as parents.
Wonderful.
And I think for her, this is just normal. She's like, oh, can I help you put up the set today? And what are we rehearsing today? It's just like all this, you know, language that's just complete commonplace for her.
Fabulous. She's going to take over the family business one day.
She is.
And it's interesting now. How has it been working with your husband? Has it brought you closer together, or has it driven a, what is the saying, Shirley?
Driven you apart?
Well, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
You have something that
it was slightly more exciting
we'll
than
go
that,
with that,
but we'll go with that.
No.
Definitely, yeah, it's definitely brought us together. Both of us used to travel, work away a lot, particularly him, and we're not good when we're apart. So he would be away for a lot, and I'd sort of forget that that was for work, and I was looking after Seth, like at home, looking after Seffy, which is lovely, but on your own, you know, it's not quite so fun.
Oh, yeah.
And get really annoyed at him, which is ridiculous. So we'd always need quite a good argument when he got back to sort of clear the air. But we're terrible at communicating when we're away from each other. So we found that hard. But working together, it turns out, it's great. Yeah, it's really fun.
Wow.
Really enjoyed it.
Because that's not for everyone. So that's amazing.
Sure, yeah.
But I think that's the reason why it really works. Obviously, there are lots of other, there are similar things, but I think what's your USP is the fact that you are such a tight trio. You know, people enjoy seeing, you know, husband and wife, and they also enjoy seeing this amazing, lively, imaginative toddler clambering over stuff, joining in. You know, it's
covering
really,
her face in permanent marker.
Yeah, but this is the thing. They love the joys of seeing how you deal with that, seeing how you react to it. It's the reality of it, the authenticity of it. Lucia, that's what we love to see.
Oh, we love it. And we were thrilled to see that ITV came and found you. Now, how did they find you? How did that happen?
Well, how did that happen? We have, over lockdown, an amazing marketing lady, Katie, got in contact with us, and she was working for another company and said, oh, we'd love to send you these products just as a thank you. And she was so clever with her marketing and sort of quite savvy. Then I said, oh, is there any chance you could do something for us? Because we're really having fun with this and we want to grow it, and we sort of see this as the future for us. So we got her involved. And then she just sent off a load of stuff to different contacts that she had. And to be fair to ITV, I don't think, actually, they contacted me when I had mastitis.
Oh, gosh.
And I was literally in bed, shivering, temperature of 39 degrees, tits on fire. Andy called and he's like, hi there, we really love what you're doing. We want to do a story on you. And I was like, I can't speak, sounds amazing, but so ill.
But you're hallucinating.
Can I contact you when I'm better? Yeah, it felt like that. He's like, yeah, just get in touch. So I got in touch and he's like, oh, you know, I'm very busy now. And I thought, oh, damn it, missed our chance. But we kept hounding him. And I think he genuinely came round because it was easier to do that than get us off his back. Because we had his number then, so we kept texting and being like, hey Andy, do you want to come round? You know, we're still here, we can do a themed class specially for you. So eventually he was like, oh god, all right, we'll come and film you.
Great. That was fun. That's fantastic. Talking of mastitis, did you put cabbage leaves over your tits when they were on fire?
I tried everything. Yes, I did.
I think that worked quite well for me. I mean, the whole house smells of sort of Chinese takeout, but it did work for me. Did it work for you? Not so much.
No. I just couldn't shift it. I had it for a good week, in and out of hospital
the
whole time.
It's,
yeah. Ouch. So rough, isn't it?
Is he still on the boob now?
Oh, yeah. He is a serious boob man. Yeah,
is he?
He loves it. Yeah, which is fine. He's very chilled. And if he's got a boob in his mouth, then yeah, there's no.
It's all good.
Typical man.
Typical bloke.
Yeah. Loves the tits.
Matt was the same.
I don't know if anyone's seen Barack Obama's tweet today.
No,
did you not see? So what he did, Barack Obama put his playlist on featuring memorable songs from his administration, four of which were BB King, Gloria Estefan, Sade, and Fleetwood Mac. I thought, actually, not bad choices. And I was wondering whether you would have had the same. No, in terms of your set list, how do you choose what songs go on?
Well, we go for requests, so people send in requests, so they go in. Always try and get a special guest on. So that ticks that box.
Okay.
Could be Shady the Raccoon, could be Giuseppe Pomodoro, who likes to cook us up some disgusting meatballs. Get a few classics in, so throw in a Wheels in the Bus or Wind the Bobbin Up. And then Matt's very good at being like, oh my goodness, you put three songs in D major in. What were you thinking? You can't have that. Got to put something else in. And I would never have noticed.
Everyone needs a Matt.
So then we'll mix it up to make sure we've got a variety of keys, instruments, that kind of thing.
I know,
thing.
I love the structure.
Good props.
Do you know that every night now for the past 2 weeks, when I put my son to bed, he demands the wooden Skittles that he has from the Jemima Puddle Tug range there. And we then sing TikTok. I have two Skittles, he has two Skittles. TikTok, TikTok. We sing goodnight to all our furry friends. And then he sleeps on the Skittles, the wooden Skittles, and wakes himself up. moments later. But that's us become our routine now, thanks to you.
I know, I was sent a video of this. Actually, it's very sweet. It is really sweet.
He just loves it.
Send it to the in-laws.
No, I haven't quite said that to the in-laws. No, I sent him there. He was singing to the in-laws. In-laws. Sorry, did you say?
That's what I said, love. Sorry. Put your ear back in, babe.
Yeah.
The in-laws.
The one good ear. Yeah. We sent it to the in-laws. But my winning partner was just like, she was so excited. She goes, I can't believe you're interviewing Mini Music Makers.
I know.
You've got to do, our son is going to be so excited. I said, he's two. He doesn't know. He goes, can she do a shout out? I said, not really. We don't mention the names and everything, but just beyond excited. And
that's amazing.
Because you've become part of our lives and also so many people's lives who have children under five and who don't know what the hell to do with them, you know, come weekday morning. So we thank you. We thank you for the music. Are you going to sing us a song?
I can sing you a song. I mean, just a little snippet.
Just a little snippet would be great.
Okay, how about good old classic Badger Boogie?
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Oh,
Persephone!
No, it's a baby one. It's a new one.
Yeah,
it's Marley.
Take him. If he needs to be fed, give him a feed, by all means.
Give him a boob, Lucia.
Give him a boob.
He's fine.
Are you sure?
I mean, honestly, the guy feeds every hour or so.
That's blokes, I tell you. Ours are the same. The milk bar was open 24/7.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, but apparently boys do feed more than girls. Is that true? Would you say so far in your experience?
Oh, definitely. This guy, I mean,
maybe I should.
I'll just
stick him on the boob.
If in doubt, pop it out.
Oh, right, there we go. Babe is on boob. Where were we? Oh, Badger Boogie. Okay, so I was just going to sing you a little snippet of one of our Mini Music Maker classics, the Badger Boogie.
Yay.
Okay. In Richmond Park, when it gets dark, there's a creature who comes out and he shuffles all about. He's a badger and he does the badger boogie.
And then Big Badge
comes on. I wanted more!
Shirley and I were hoping to join in at some stage there. But we don't know Badger Boogie. Shirley and I are desperate to sing, although we are not blessed with good voices, and yet we insist on every podcast. But we were hoping to join in, but we don't know Badger Boogie, do we, Shirley?
No, we do not know Badger Boogie. I don't, but I love it.
That's a wonderful one, Badger Boogie. We love that. We absolutely love that.
You know one nursery rhyme since becoming a mother that I just have never really understood, yet I used to hear the whole time in the libraries and where not and where forth, is Wind the Bobbin Up. It's just it's a classic, isn't it? You sing it quite a bit, don't you, Lucy?
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it. Would you sing that for me? Would you sing that
of
for us?
Of course, of course.
Thank you so much.
Here we go.
Love.
Wind the bobbin up, wind the bobbin up, pull, pull, clap, clap, clap.
Wind it back again. She's doing it just for you. She's doing it for her matter. She's doing it for her groove. She's doing it to make you tip on top. Like a kangaroo.
Points to the floor.
Points to the window. Point to the door.
Clap your hands together. One, two, three.
Jamming.
Put your hands upon your knees.
Amazing! Thank you so much.
I have never tried beatboxing to Wind the Bobbin, and for good reason. For good reason.
I think our sons will be so proud in years to come. Honest, I think they'll be so proud. Thank you so much, Sia. Really, and also the fact you're having. Yeah, I really appreciate your time. Is precious.
Yeah, no, you've got your boy on your boob, and you know, love to all of you, all four of you, a quartet now, no less. It won't be long before Marley's getting involved, and we can't wait.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So, ladies and gents, and those who identify as other, you must, if you get the chance, tune in 10 a.m. Facebook. Mini Music Makers, and also YouTube. Is that correct? Have I given the right information?
That's right. So Mini Music Makers on Facebook and YouTube. But you can watch anytime as well. It's always available on Catch Up.
From anywhere around the world. Thank you so much, Lucia. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye.
She was a joy, wasn't she?
It was like having a celebrity.
It was like having a celebrity on. mean, I'm not joking. I can't believe she looks like that and just manages to keep that same when she's got so much on her plate.
How old do you reckon she is?
Oh, she's not a day over dirty 30. Not a day over dirty 30.
Yeah, she looks young, innit? Young. She's tight and taut. Good for her. She's got kids out of the way, one of each.
Talking of which, I'm desperate to know, 1 minute, I'm desperate to know how your massage went. So are the listeners.
Oh my gosh, it was a huge success.
For those people who are just tuning in, Shirley gave her willing partner a massage for her birthday. That and an Honest Burger. And she enjoyed?
Well, no, she loved both. But she actually loved the Honest Burger, which was a plant burger. So basically, I thought that would be some sort of vegetarian option.
She's going to promote this Honest Burger again.
No. But it was the plant burger, which tastes exactly like a beef burger. And she just couldn't understand. She said, this is the way forward because you don't have any of that meat guilt. And we couldn't quite believe it. I've never had one of those burgers that tastes like a burger, but is made from plants. Anyway.
I don't quite believe it, but I will give it a test
try,
just to see.
Do a try. The producer's just going, oh, it's so good. It's just so good. It's so juicy. It's so succulent. It's so good. Can I just say about the massage? Now,
please.
We got caught in, right, it was pissing down with rain. We got caught in the rain, so it was actually quite perfect because I said, love, I'll draw you a bath and you just pop yourself in and warm up, yeah? So I popped her in the bath and then she sort of guessed. She goes, oh, am I getting a massage? But she thought it would be one of those ones where, you know, you're just lying on the bed, I'm sat on her ass and I'm just complaining and it lasts for about 5 minutes. No, because I got downstairs done like a spa, didn't I? Like I said I would. And had the massage table, the aromatherapy oils. I got her to put on a bathrobe that I stole from
Soho House. A pair of paper knickers.
I said, pop the stolen bathrobe on, would you, Marine, when you're ready. And if you just keep your knickers on. She just ripped them off. I said, no, Marine, keep your knickers on. And then she got really nervous and later. And then she said, I have to say that massage was 100% like a signature massage from Cowshed, apart from one dodgy move you did. And otherwise I can't fault it. She goes, I think you've got a career there.
Why don't you tell us what the dodgy move is? So like people's imagination will run riot.
No, it's hard to explain, but you'll know it. Now, I've had many of my massages in life have been in Asia. And this is where I've got this particular...
Even that sentence, you're just too many of my massages in life have been in Asia.
So it's getting each finger and pulling upwards and it sort of clicks the finger.
You'll probably get it
when you're having a manicure as well. They do
not
it.
Not these days.
I haven't had one for so long. So they massage the hands and then they put your finger between their two knuckles and they pull and it sort of clicks. And as I was doing that, she goes, what are you doing? Can you stop? But otherwise she said it was hands down brilliant. And I did, as I said, I did half an hour one side, flipped her over, did half an hour.
And then I'm sure you did the same with the burger. Fantastic. Then I'm glad to know it was a huge success. Well done you. It's got to be imaginative.
Oh, good Lord. Oh. Have you got a winner this year, love?
Well, obviously my sleep fairy this year. I've got my sleep fairy. I mean, what's weird is I've taken two days off work to basically do some admin, do up the downstairs kitchen and deal with the taps and sleep fairy. And you know what? Although it hasn't felt like a holiday, although I haven't been as busy as I normally am at work, actually, what a thing to take off my list. If it works, we're only day two, so watch this space. So that's my winner.
Fantastic. I've not really considered a winner at all. My child's just walked through the door and I'm nervous.
That's okay. Your winner probably just sounds like you. You're the winner this week, no?
Oh, I am. No, you're right.
Yeah, you're
my
absolutely
winner was
right.
No, what am I talking about? The birthday.
Winner was me. I'm the winner.
I am the winner. My winning partner actually said that was the best birthday she's ever had, bearing in mind...
She said that every year, Shirley.
No. Bearing in mind that I took her to New York business class for her 30th and we went to every hotspot over the weekend and we ate like
a sugar mommy, a sugar mommy, oh, a sugar mommy, a sugar mommy, oh,
but don't watch
sugar mommy, sugar mommy, oh. Thank you so much guys for listening in.
You've been so patient.
You've been so kind.
Shirley, should we send Mini Music Makers a mug of Mother Funk and then we can get Matt the husband to drink his morning coffee out of it?
I think so. It's a really good marketing tool.
Yeah, shall we?
Shall we? We'll get her address.
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you. Huge thanks to Mabel Production. Thank you, Shirley.
Ta-ra!
Ta-ra!
You've been listening to Mother Funk with Shirley and Shirley. otherwise known as Joanna Carolan and Pascal Wilson, produced by Mabel Productions. Tune in and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.